episode 146. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. Computers rely on clocks. They coordinate everything. But the clocks on different computers can be slightly off from each other. This is normally not a problem, until you need to merge rapid events from multiple computers and put them in order. You have some options, and I'll explain those in this episode. Let's first think about cases where this is no problem at all. If you create a document on your computer, then it gets a creation date and a modified date. After all, creating a document means it also gets modified. Then, anytime you make additional changes, the modified date changes. How precise do you need these dates to be? Normally, I'd say a date and time down to the nearest minute is good enough, probably more than enough. Dates and times are a lot more complicated than might first appear. I devoted a full 5 episodes explaining them. Make sure to listen to episodes 118 through 122 for more information. And episode 117 about the decimal data type talks about precision. The reason I say that a file date and time down to the nearest minute is good enough is that usually our need for precise timing information decreases over time. When you first save changes to your document and go back to look at the file information, it's important for it to show that it was just updated a minute ago. Otherwise, you might think something was wrong and that your changes didn't get saved. A week later, though, and maybe just the hour is all you need to know. Maybe you just want to check if you last updated the document before or after an important meeting, and you just want to check if the document was last changed in the morning or afternoon. A few months later, and you're probably only interested in the date. That's what we need. Computers are different. A computer needs precise dates and times always. So a computer will record when something happened with a lot more precision than it usually displays to us. Now, let's say you have a file backup service that's busy protecting your documents by copying your files online. This is a form of distributed computing, and I'll describe a real but unlikely scenario involving timestamps. I say unlikely because you really have to go out of your way to do this, but it is possible. And because it's possible, it represents the type of design decisions you need to make as a software developer. Imagine you have two computers both connected to the same backup service and the system clock is about 5 minutes ahead on one of the computers. That's not very much and within reason. Now, you go to the computer with the later time and modify a document. Let's say you modify the document right at 1 p.m. The online file gets updated. Then you go to your computer with the early time and modify the same document but with a different change at 12:56 p.m. It took you a minute to switch computers. The question becomes, which document should be the latest version online? Should you use the newer document that was modified previously or the older document that was modified most recently? There's a case to be made for both sides of this, and there's no absolutely correct answer. The main thing is that you need to be aware of the issue and make a decision. Dates and times are tricky enough on a single computer. Adding multiple computers takes the problem to a whole new level. There's other ways to deal with computers with different clocks that I'll explain right after this message from our sponsor. How would you like for me to show you exactly how to write a real game from start to finish? I'm organizing a 5-day workshop that will show you everything you need to go from a complete beginner to writing your own game. This will be a graphical 2D side-scroller, and I'll show you how to get your game character moving around through multiple levels. You'll learn fundamental programming techniques firsthand, beyond anything that I can describe in this podcast. Let me know if you're interested by texting Game Week as a single word to the short number 44222, and I'll give you all the details. So if you want to take your programming beyond a hobby and learn how to make a real game that you can sell online, then text Game Week to the number 44222. I know that some phones don't have access to short numbers like this, Or maybe you're listening from outside the United States. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and send me a message. Instead of the previous example, let's say you again have two computers with clocks 5 minutes apart, and this time you sign into your bank account on the computer at 1 p.m. and try withdrawing $100 from your checking account that only has $50 in it. This should fail, and it should fail even if you use your other computer that thinks the time is 12:56 p.m. to transfer another $50 from your savings account into your checking account. The transfer will succeed. That is, assuming the money is available in your savings account. But the withdrawal has already failed and won't be tried again. What makes this example different? What makes this example have a clear and correct answer while the previous example was not so clear? The difference is that banks don't care what your computer thinks the time is. They have their own idea of time that they trust. You can choose to follow this design as well. Anytime you have a central server computer that receives all requests, then you can use that server to record the order and time of each event. It might look a little strange from the customer's point of view. Imagine you transferred $50 at 12:55 p.m. and then the screen refreshes to show the transfer took place at 1 p.m. You might think, how could you possibly do something before doing it? This can happen because we're dealing with timestamps that are close to each other and the results can be visible almost instantly. But the same process has been common practice for hundreds of years. If you've ever filed official papers with a government office, then you know that you can sometimes wait days or weeks for the papers to be filed and processed. What happens when this is done? Usually, the papers will get stamped with an official date just like the bank added its own time of 1 p.m. This date has no dependency on the date you submitted the papers, yet it's the only date that really counts. This is another example of where the date and time of the customer has no influence on the resulting date and time. When dealing with longer and more manual processes like this, the precision of modern computers doesn't matter. I mention it to explain how we handle timestamps hasn't changed much over the years in any solution that needs to handle activities that start from multiple places. Here's where things can get interesting. Computers do enable events to be processed much faster than ever before. Just when you think you have a solution to always use the server time instead of an unreliable customer's computer time, you run into another problem. Imagine that the bank grows and gets more and more customers until eventually the single server handling all the online banking requests can no longer keep up. You need to add another server. But this puts you right back in the same problem as before, only this time there's no clear answer. You see, it's possible and likely that the two servers will be slightly off from each other's clocks. At some point, you're going to hit the same type of problem where a transaction handled by one of the servers needs to be coordinated with a different transaction handled by another server. One possible solution would be to make use of a single server computer that was responsible for just a single task, handing out timestamps. The reason it should be limited in what it does is because it needs to be able to keep up with a large and growing demand for handing out those timestamps. So it should be really fast at that job. It also acts as a single source for time that all the other computers trust. Think of it like this. When you visit a busy grocery store to buy some cheese at the deli, do you wait in a line? Well, maybe, just like you can wait in line at the bank. But a smart grocery store and a more friendly bank will instead provide a ticket dispenser. All you have to do is pull out your ticket that has a number on it, then wait for your number to be called. It doesn't matter what time you feel like it was when you pulled your ticket. The ticket dispenser acts like a central timekeeping device. It's quick and fast. And it can do this without even using a clock. This implies that your design might be better served to stop using timestamps completely when coordinating activities. You could still record the time of the event, but this becomes more of a general guideline instead of a final deciding factor of which event happened first. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.